A citizen called 911 to report that the Knights of Columbus Hall, which is located at 1500 Groesbeck Street at the corner of Groesbeck and Palisota, was on fire. Several Bryan fire units responded to the scene, and unfortunately, one died in the line of duty, Fire Lieutenant Eric Wallace, age 36, who had been with the Bryan Fire Department 13 years. Three other firefighters were injured in that blaze: Greg Pickard, Ricky Manti, and Mitch Moran. Greg has been with the fire department quite some time, whereas Moran had been with the department 10 months. He's still a probationary firefighter. He's only been there less than a year. Manti has been with the department 5 years, and Pickard 32 years, so a lot of experience there. The building is 7,404 square feet. It's a frame structure and was heavily engulfed in flames. The state fire marshal and his team are on the site now investigating to try to determine the cause of the fire, and they are being assisted by the Bryan Fire Department, Bryan Fire Marshal's Office, and the Bryan Police Department. At this time, we're awaiting word on the condition of the three firefighters that have been transported to burn centers for treatment in other cities, and we are still waiting on some confirmation of their conditions and hope to have some word on that later in the day today.
When was the last time a firefighter was injured, much less died in the line of duty?
The last time Bryan, and the only time until last night that Bryan had lost a firefighter in the line of duty, was when Richard Lopez was killed in the line of duty 35 years ago last week.
The Knights of Columbus building, is this a building that that the organization has always been in, or moved into an existing building? If you can provide a little bit of history about that.
As far as I know, it's always been a Knights of Columbus Hall, and it's used for various things. There are meetings, I'm sure, but also there's probably bingo through the years, receptions, wedding receptions, dances, that family events, that type of thing. Not only that, it's also been used as a polling place in Brazos County elections. It's been a regular polling place for quite some time. So the building is in use. But last night it was not in use. There was no one there. Of course, firefighters are always going to make sure of that. They're going to make sure, even if they don't think there's anyone in there, they're going to make sure there's no one in there. It's a tragic thing, and we are very grateful for the outpouring of support. We've been getting phone calls all morning from fire departments all over the state and out of state as well, wanting to help, offering to send teams in to help, anything they can do to help. And of course, last night, College Station and our county volunteer fire departments also came in to help. So we greatly appreciate the support from our neighbors and the offers of support that we will be taking advantage of. We will be calling these other fire departments to come in and help us with some things. Some of these fire departments have more experience in this than we do, and we're grateful for that. But they've offered to come in and help us. They've got critical response teams that this is what those teams do, is they come in when you've had this type of tragedy, and they work with the firefighters and their families.
It's obviously too soon to know about arrangements, memorial services, and things of that nature. How will the city be involved in communicating how residents and others can show their support for those who are injured and the firefighter who died?
Absolutely. We're going to try to communicate as much as we can, as soon as we can. Right now, we're just wanting to get our arms around these families and let them know that we're there for them. We do ask for prayers from the community for these individuals and for their families. Certainly it's too early for arrangements, funeral arrangements yet, but I don't know what the family's wishes are, but I believe that the Bryan Fire Department will be very heavily involved in that, and I'm sure that there will be many, many, many signs of respect for this fallen hero.
What are the plans in place to help support the firefighters and the others in the local public safety community to get their heads around this incident?
Well, the city itself has a critical response team, and of course, every one of those individuals showed up last night. The mayor has was there all night. The city manager, both deputy city managers, the police chief, everybody you can think of was there last night, trying to surround our firefighters and their families and let them know our support. I do know there are protocols. I'm not familiar with those personally. There are protocols, and even our retired fire chief, Mike Donahoe, came in last night so that he could assist the fire department with getting those processes started. And again, some of these other fire departments that have called us from Houston and other places have experience in the loss of firefighters, and they have response teams that do want to come in and help, and I believe we will be taking advantage of some of those offers just as soon as we can sort of kind of get over the shock of this just a little bit. So I know the Bryan College Station community, and we all know that this community will be there for these firefighters and their families and the entire Bryan Fire Department throughout the course of the upcoming months.